This is the Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast, hosted by Evangelist Daniel White III, the president of Gospel Light Society. This is Mrs. Marika White, the wife of Daniel White III. He has preached the gospel around the world in over 25 countries and across the United States for over 35 years. I have witnessed him doing this over 27 years of marriage. Right now, he's going to help us understand the true meaning of God's great salvation through Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Understanding God's Great Salvation podcast. This is episode number 69. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to explain what it means to be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, through Jesus Christ. This podcast is primarily for non-believers and some new believers, and it will help you to understand what it means to be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven, as well as the blessings of the abundant Christian life. God made salvation simple. He did not make it difficult for us. Why would he do that for such ignorant and sinful people as we are? However, down through the years, many people, including some preachers and other Christians, have made the matter of salvation complicated and confusing. I know from my own experience that many people would get saved or trust Christ as Savior if someone would sit down with them and share with them in an honest, straightforward fashion from the Holy Bible what it really means to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. That is what I intend to do with this podcast. Let's start out with the Word of God, the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible says in 1 John 5:11 through 13, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Today's God's great salvation quote is from the great John Wesley. He said, I felt I did trust in the Lord Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. Our topic today is salvation plain and simple. Our topic today is salvation plain and simple. Part 9 from the fine book Salvation Crystal Clear, Part 1 by Dr. Curtis Hudson. How can you know that if you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will go to heaven? The answer is simple. You have the promise of God himself. And keep in mind that God is too wise to be mistaken and too honest to deceive us. If God said it, it is guaranteed. When he prescribes a cure, he is bound by his honor to put potency into it. What does he say? John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. If you are trusting Jesus Christ completely for your salvation, then God says you have everlasting life, not someday, but now. God says in John 3:18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. Here he promises that the one trusting Jesus Christ completely for salvation is no longer under the sentence. The sentence has been lifted. He is not condemned. He does not have to pay the sin debt, since it has been paid for him. He does not have to pay the sin debt since it has been paid for him. I had rather have the word of God than to have every angel in heaven come down to earth and say to me, Curtis, you have everlasting life. You will never perish. You are going to heaven. If the angels were to come down, I would say, I'm glad you came, but you really didn't help me. I have word from a greater authority, God himself. God says to me in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I understand that in the Greek, there are five negatives in this verse. Preaching in an old country church, a Greek professor said that verse in the Greek means, him that cometh to me, I will never cast out. After the service, an old lady came to him and said, he may have to say it five times for you professors, but one time is enough for me. I certainly agree. If God said one time that I had everlasting life, I will stake my eternity on it. What better assurance can one have than God's own word? Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. I certainly agree. If God said one time that I had if God said one time that I had everlasting life, I will stake my eternity on it. What better assurance can one have than God's own word? Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. Titus 1:2 says, God cannot lie. The worst sin is not trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, and it is the only sin for which a man will go to hell. Mark 16:16 says, he that believeth shall not be damned. This is the way of salvation, plain and simple. Now, will you do something about it? Will you trust Jesus Christ today as your Savior? Do it without delay. If you will trust him as your Savior, pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I do believe that you died and rose again for me. And the best I know how, I do trust you as my Savior. Now help me to live for you and to be a good Christian. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Dear friend, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and the free pardon of your sins, and you want to get to know him today, you want to be saved today, please believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and I'm quoting the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. the Word of God, the Bible, and you will be saved. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. It's just that simple. Until next time, my beloved, thank God for his simple, wonderful, great salvation. May God bless you real good.